This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two rail projects with an estimated cost of 6,798 crore rupees to provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel and minimize logistic costs. The first project involves the doubling of 256 kilometers of railway line from Narkatiyaganj to Raksol, Sitamarhi and Darbhanga and the Sitamarhi-Muzaffarpur section. This project will strengthen connectivity to Nepal, Northeast India and border areas by facilitating the movement of passenger trains alongside goods trains. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the CCEA has also approved the construction of a new line between Irupalam and Namburu via Amravati, covering 57 kilometres. The Union Cabinet has approved setting up of a 1,000 crore rupee venture capital fund dedicated to the space sector. The deployment period of the proposed venture capital fund is planned to be up to 5 years from the actual date of start of the fund operations. The fund is strategically designed to advance India's space sector, aligning with national priorities and fostering innovation and economic growth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India and China have been involved in talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve their differences in certain areas along the line of actual control, LAC. In his address at the inaugural session of the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2024 in New Delhi, the Defence Minister said, following the talks, a broad consensus has been achieved to restore the ground situation based on the principles of equal and mutual security. The Defence Minister informed that the consensus includes patrolling and grazing in traditional areas. He said this is the power of engaging in continuous dialogue because solutions will emerge sooner or later. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a 3-day visit to India from today to take part in the 7th intergovernmental consultations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the intergovernmental consultations tomorrow. The two leaders will hold talks to discuss enhanced security defence cooperation and deeper economic cooperation between the two nations. They will also address the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business. Severe cyclonic storm Dana, formed over the east-central Bay of Bengal, is heading towards the Odisha and West Bengal coasts. The cyclone will cross between Puri in Odisha and Sagar Island in West Bengal and is likely to make a landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra along the Odisha coast tonight. The Met Department said the landfall process will continue till early tomorrow morning with widespread impact on the region. NDRF DIG Mohsin Shahidi told media in New Delhi that it is expected that the Bhadrak district of Odisha will be affected the most, along with 10 other coastal districts of the state. The weather agency has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over several districts of West Bengal and Odisha today. All air services to and from the Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar in Odisha have been cancelled from 5 this evening till 9 a.m. tomorrow. A large number of passenger trains have also been cancelled. The BJP has released the list of its candidates for the upcoming by-elections to the assembly seat in Rajasthan and 7 assembly seats in Uttar Pradesh. The party has fielded Karilal Nanoma from Chaurasi seat in Rajasthan, while Sanjeev Sharma will contest from Ghaziabad seat. The Ministry of Railways is running 7,000 special trains to cater to the rush of passengers during the festive season of the Deepavali and Chhath festival. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said the number of special trains has been increased from 4 to 7,000 this year, in which around 2 lakh extra passengers can travel. In women's cricket, chasing a target of 228 runs for a win, New Zealand were 45 for 2 in 11.3 overs against India in the first one-day international in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Earlier, opting to bat first, India were all out for 227 runs in 44.3 overs. In men's cricket, India were 16 for 1 in their first innings against New Zealand at stumps on the first day of the second test in Pune. And with that, we end this news bulletin.